America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
7:46 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, the great Brenda Freeze, University of Maryland women's basketball coach. What's going on, coach?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm not doing good right now because I got complete tunnel vision. I'm coming down for the Coppin game. And I said, you get ready to tip off this season. And last night, right in my backyard, you had UMBC win for you last night, 74-32. Tell us about this this team this year. What are the new faces?
Oh, yeah, a lot of new faces, a lot of experience that we were able to bring in out of the portal. I think we were really able to address kind of some of our needs, rebounding. What size was a big one. We out-rebounded them by 30 last night. Three-point shooting. Didn't shoot it as last night as I had hoped, but first game out. And, we're able to add that depth. So it was big when we had a lot of fouls that were called, 42 fouls in the game last night. So able to extend to our bench, which was able to help us through it.
Wow. The whistles worked.
Yeah, they did. They certainly did.
Damn. That sounds a little excessive. I don't know. If Duke coming up, how do you guys match up against them?
Yeah, no, we're really excited. You know, it's been since 2015, back when we had that Final Four team. Wow. Since we played them. I mean, our fans know that, you know, the rivalry that we've had in back in the ACC, and it's going to be, you know, a great matchup. We're ranked 18th, they're number 11. It's a red out, so hoping that a lot of fans want to come out and take an early look at this team and see what makes them so special.
So just getting, you know, this team ready, and you talked about the transfer portal. It seems like some coaches are trying to embrace it. There's a lot of new things in college basketball. How has the change been for you with obviously all the things that are going on now?
Yeah, you have to be able to adapt. Otherwise, you're going to get left behind. And I think we've seen great success out of the portal. We've been able to, you know, when you look at a roster and you have some needs, we've been able to go after it. We're Maryland, so we've been able to, you know, just bring in a wealth of talent, players that want to put on the Maryland jersey. And you can see from the talent that we were able to bring in, experience. You don't have to go through kind of that first year where you have so many nerves and you're working through the kinks. We were able to bring in a lot of experience, so it's been very helpful for us.
Brenda Freeze joins us. Maryland basketball now 1-0 on the year. Now, Brenda, you talk about wearing that Maryland jersey. Big part of recruiting is keeping the best players at home. Last night you were at UMBC. UMBC didn't come to you, and of course, in a couple of days you have Coppin, University of Coppin, Coppin State University. I'm sorry. How important is it for you not only to play the local schools, but to do what you did last night? I remember you going to Loyola. I remember you going to Towson. How important is it for you to get out and about for these players to see you and to want to be a part of the Maryland Terps?
Yeah, it's an important piece. And, you know, so many of our fans, and, you know, an example last night, there was a family of five that waited around to get an autograph, and they had their UMBC jerseys on, but it was really neat that, you know, they were exposed to our team and our program. And that's the impact you want to make on young children. I think for a lot of our fans, they come from different directions. So it is nice when you can go up to Baltimore and maybe a little closer drive for them. And we love supporting our local schools. You know, anytime we can play up in Baltimore or George Mason, we can play within our region. We love to find those games and schools that want to play us.
Now, I could be seeing things, but it looks like a whole lot of Big Ten schools are ranked very high this year. How tough is the Big Ten?
It's going to be extremely tough. And you see over half the league is ranked. So I've said this, that when we play this season, it's going to feel like an NCAA tournament game every time out. It's going to be critical. We only have one double. Everyone else you play only once. So when you talk about tiebreaker and where you're going to fall in the standings, it's going to be critical each and every home and road game to the success that you have.
Coach, I want to ask you about the growth of women's basketball, not only on the collegiate level, but the pro level. It seems like there's more eyes on it now. A lot of people attribute it to the Caitlin Clark effect, but I think there's a lot of factors with it, her being primarily the biggest one. But what are your thoughts on just seeing this growth, and do you think it continues to grow? Because it's been a lot of fun, and I'm actually glad that I'm actually watching more now.
It really is. It's been a long time coming. When I look at, you know, just the evolution of the sport and how long I've been from being a player to all the years in coaching, the fact that, you know, we were able to get so many eyes on it, and the Caitlin Clark effect that you spoke of, now is just a huge responsibility for all of us to continue to put the best product out on the floor, so people, now as they're watching, will continue to stay. And I think that has been exciting when you've seen, you know, all these WNBA games that sold out arenas, the amount of fans that are coming out to watch these teams play, and we just want to be able to continue to build on the momentum.
Coaches, it's funny how the it comes full circle. I remember being at Towson Catholic while you were recruiting Mirage Strickland. I was trying to get Candace Walker. And now Candace Hill is the coach, now known as Candace Hill after her marriage, is a coach that you went against last night at UMBC. The cycle just continues.
It really does, and she's going to do a great job there. I can't say enough about Candace and what a great hire. She's going to build that thing the right way. She's got the enthusiasm and the passion, and it just means, Rob, that you and I have been in this thing for a very long time.
True. Coach, good luck to you on the 7th against Cobb, and of course, good luck as you take on the powerhouse, one powerhouse against another when Duke comes into town. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Sounds good. Go Terps.
Go Terps. Thanks a lot.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.